In the U.S. state of California, a political battle is underway over a proposed amendment to a state law called Proposition 209. That bans what has come to be known as affirmative action, a policy of providing special opportunities for and favoring members of a disadvantaged group who suffer discrimination. The amendment is called SCA, or Senate Constitutional Amendment 5. It would, in essence, reinstate affirmative action as it applies to education in California's system of state colleges and universities. One of the organizations supporting the amendment is the California Teachers Association. It represents about 90% of California teachers who teach grades kindergarten through 12th grade. The CTA spokesman is Mike Mislinski, who spoke with VOA's Ira Melman.
We believe in affirmative action. We believe affirmative action programs promote an equitable society. We believe that the makeup of students who are admitted to our state university system should reflect the very diverse population of California at large. And that has been some of the strong concerns that led to this new legislation, that indeed, while we are seeing in our high schools that our more ethnic minority students are graduating, we are not seeing the same kind of numbers in terms of minorities being admitted to our top college systems in California, which are referred to as the University of California system. It's a world-renowned system. Then we have the California State University system, which is another public university system in our state. So that's what's bringing this on. That's the underlying cause for this and need for this type of, in essence, referendum. This would go on our ballot and the voters would decide.
Many members of the Asian American community in California are rallying against this amendment, saying that it is unfair that many of them work hard, achieve more than most other people. What do you say to them who are saying that, you know, we are performing better, we have better test scores, so that's the way it should be? There shouldn't be any kind of advantage for somebody else.
This law, if approved by voters, does not set up any specific quotas or official affirmative action programs. So perhaps some of that that concern is misplaced. There would be no formal quota system, no formal affirmative action program.
But is there a possibility that a Latino or an African American student with lower scores than an Asian American student might be admitted over the Asian American student in any way, shape, or form?
You know, I really can't speculate on that. I mean, that would be speculation. This is up to the university officials to, if this is approved and does become law, and it has a ways to go before it even gets on the ballot, it would be up to them to follow the law and interpret the law.
A large group of Californians who oppose the law is a good number of the state's populous Asian American community. They represent 38% of California's public college student population and account for 45% of the freshman class. That's more than double their share of California's population. They fear SCA 5 and its return to affirmative action would greatly reduce their numbers in California schools. Our Ira Melman spoke with W.B. Wu, the former lieutenant governor of the state of Delaware and the president of the 80-20 Political Action Committee. Wu says it is the largest Asian American political action committee in the United States.
The SCA 5, alternatively called by someone who's very good at it, Skin Color Act 5, basically says, hey, when universities in California, which are prohibited from using race as a factor in admitting students because of Proposition 209, it should be abolished. We should go back to the standard of using skin color to decide who should be admitted as one of the criteria, but it's a powerful usage in some states.
Well, the Asian American community, not only in California, but throughout the entire country, could be considered by some to be people of color, to be a minority, although a growing minority. Why isn't the Asian American community in line with affirmative action?
Well, it is because we don't believe that the color of the skin, just like Dr. Martin Luther King said, should be a factor. It should be the content of character that matters. So we work hard, we study hard, and we believe that in spite of our skin color, we can gradually excel without using color as a criteria. Imagine how unfair it is to the Caucasian people. Why should a darker color skin be used as an advantageous factor? Well, maybe way back in 1965, when civil rights first got started, some kind of affirmative action, not in employment, in promotion, in college admissions, should be used because it was such a new idea. All the color people, you know, the blacks, the Hispanics, the Asian Americans were all really discriminated against. But 5 decades later, are we still using this? Come on, think about it.
SEA 5 has passed the California State Senate, but pressure brought on by opponents, including protests by Asian Americans, have slowed the process of passage in the state assembly. That would be needed to put the amendment on the November voting ballot.